Well, Alexey Aristov is with Weigel Vilcek. He is, actually, what is your role with the OFMP?
Originally, historically, maybe it's better than to start from the history of the project. Originally, I worked as a consultant sent by Weigel Vilcek Company to one of the banks in Luxembourg, and it was a quite traditional project. Me and my colleagues were working on the implementation of a middle office platform. It's a specific software that routes and supports trading activities of the bank, but that's rather application details, that's not that critical. And my role at that moment was just a consultant. And since we heavily used Eclipse technologies, we heavily used Eclipse tools. Eclipse as IDE, we used RCP technology as a front end. At some point, we got an idea why not to propose the result of this project to become an open source. And to certain surprise and great happiness, the bank management supported this initiative. And let's say the formal structure of this is an OFMP proposal that hopefully will be accepted at some points, rather sooner than later, and project will be created out of this. And right now within OFMP, I am one of the co-leads together with two people from Kaufting Bank Luxembourg. They are Frederick Conrotte and Fabian Decaine. So right now I am a co-lead of OFMP project.
And the OFMP project is going to be part of technology?
Yes, it's proposed under technology group of projects.
Okay, and now are there other, have other members of the community stepped up and expressed interest in the project?
Yes. First of all, we have some private direct contacts to some developers working in the same field, and they expressed their interest. They already mentioned as initial committers in the project proposal. And also yesterday we made a OFMP symposium where we invited potentially interested parties, and some of them expressed some definite interest in the project. It's quite a specific thing. It's less technical project. It has specific business content, business meaning. But we're identifying several potential, let's say, partners within Eclipse community. I would mention Swordfish project. It's a SOA platform. It's one of the biggest things. Another project which is definitely of interest for us and would be of interest for them, is something called Riena. It's not yet created, it's just proposed, but we believe that it's a very promising and very good approach as a generic basics for enterprise applications. So we will definitely use it when it will come. And of course, we're using some traditional Eclipse projects like Bird. We'll use EMF at some point. We're thinking a lot about using Eclipse Link. It's also a new project, which is just very initial beginning phase within Eclipse.
Okay. Now, at the symposium yesterday, that was at Eclipse Summit Europe. You said there was a lot of people involved. Were there any specific issues or specific topics that were particularly interesting to the people attending?
I would rather speak not about interesting topics, but about some kind of problematic topics, what people were worried about or what were concerned, and that's quite clear. Since we are talking about vertical market platforms, some very domain-specific things, it's very important to find a proper compromise between generalization, between making some very generic collection of module, tools, services, whatever you call it, and more or less monolithical product, which can be of course extensible, but still it defines a very specific, very static way of seeing the problem. And one of the hard questions to answer would be how to find the proper balance between this more general approach and more specific approach. For other projects within Eclipse, as I can see, this is not the biggest question, but for such vertical market application, that's definitely an issue. Plus, it's multiplied by the fact that it's not that many standards in this area, there are some so-called de facto standards that are not official but are supported by industry. And it will be, of course, a question how to choose what standards to support, because it's not that obvious in some cases.
So are there a lot of standards in this segment?
Yes, there are standards, and the thing is that they are somehow semi-official.
So the de facto standards you refer to.
They're de facto standards.
Do you see this project as driving de facto standards into actual standards?
I don't think so, because one of the de facto standards is basically driven by one very, very, very big commercial vendor.
Mm-hmm.
But so there are some nice things like FPML, for example. It's a financial product markup language, which is defined by some consortium, some kind of organization of banks that looks very reasonable and will work well with EMF, and it's possible to do something there.
Okay, so you don't see the project participating in the standards effort?
No, at least not in the beginning.
Okay.
Realistically speaking, not in the beginning.
So now I assume that the project has some code already.
Yes, we have quite a significant code base. It's already the system we are the bank is about to contribute is already in production. It's being in use since, I think, something like March 2007, so it's since a while, and significant part of the project code base will be contributed to the OFMP project. Not necessarily everything because of some legal limitations and so on, but significant.
What stage is the proposal in right now?
Right now, I think proposal was announced, declared, I think that's the proper word, somewhere in the end of August.
Okay.
Now we're in some kind of community gathering stage, and we got quite a lot of feedback from various people within Eclipse world, even somehow outside Eclipse, though they found us through Eclipse. And I think it's already enough to do next steps and to move towards project creation. I think, at least to my point, there is a certain proof that community is interested. Of course, it has to be clearly understood that such kind of project will not create a huge community, because it's a very specific thing, and you have to be in this business, you have to understand what it is about to be interested in this project. So of course it will require a bit specific treatment.
So now obviously you're at the Eclipse Summit Europe talking or engaging in a work symposium about this. How else are you engaging the community?
Through news group, of course, people are finding us, we have this proposal published, but also we are just doing quite a lot of personal networking through our contacts to other companies, other banks, and so on. So here I am not expecting a really wide community. I would rather expect maybe several organizations, companies.
Well, that's just the nature of the project. It's going to have a fairly narrow focus, so it's going to be a fairly small community.
Exactly. So I don't think they will get really 20, 30 individual contributors who will contribute too much code.
Sure.
You have to be realistic and have to understand how such things work.
Is there a particular project that you're modeling after, or a particular model that you would like to follow for the project?
To a certain degree, yes. While we were thinking of creating this, proposing this project, we took a close look to OHF. So open healthcare framework, and that was basically one of the things we looked after, is to see that it's possible to do something like this within Eclipse, and it makes sense to go that way. Though of certain things we would see a bit differently from OHF project, just again because of the nature of OHF.
Mm-hmm. I imagine that this project is going to require a lot of different libraries from different third parties. Probably not the typical project getting libraries from Apache or other open source projects along those lines. Where will the functionality? What kind of functionality does this project require?
No, since it's basically we can call it projects in some sense as an enterprise application, you need several quite big pieces of software components, I would not even call them libraries, that will be needed for the project. I will mention, for instance, business process engines, maybe rules engines, some sort of application server, maybe we should see to how far we can live with, let's say, naked OSGI.
Mm-hmm.
We need messaging, middleware. We're using ActiveMQ right now, which comes from Apache, but I don't expect to get a messaging system implementation within Eclipse immediately, and I think it's not a place for such things. But we will need it, and we have to clearly find a way how to get such things in.
So you think financial libraries, rules engines, those sorts of things, what kind of licenses do they come with? Will there be EPL compatibility issues?
There might be issues, might be not. We are trying so far to stick to compatible licenses, Apache licenses, BSD licenses, and so on, but there might be issues.
Do you have any concerns about buildability of the project? In general, Eclipse projects need to be able to download them and build them. Is that going to be a problem, finding, assembling the components?
No, it's possible. It's possible to create some kind of at least exemplar application, some prototype, maybe not really productively used, but at least as a proof of concept that these components are usable. And that would require some work, some understanding, but it can be done, no problem.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for telling us all about the Open Financial Market Platform, and enjoy the rest of Eclipse Summit Europe.
Thank you, and goodbye.